الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على
سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المكرمين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وهدى إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى، ومن يقترف حسنة نزد له فيها حسنا. صدق الله العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. My dear beloved brothers, sisters, elders, youngsters present here today, first of all, as we know about the tradition of our beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who said in an authentic narration that مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ, that a person who does not thank the people, then he did not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first of all, I thank all of you for coming into this blessed gathering and for coming and for attending this beautiful house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a house in which the praise of the beloved family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a house in where their dhikr and their remembrance is indeed elevated and is echoed around this building. I thank all of you, and most importantly I thank the brothers and our brother Rashid and all the brothers who invited me. And I thank them because by inviting me they have shown that we can all unite in the love of Al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. Salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ali. I recited a verse just in front of you, a verse from the chapter number 42, verse number 23, and a verse which I believe all of you know very well. But let's try to understand this verse, because currently we are in the month of Muharram al-Haram, and in these specific days we are remembering our beloved master and the leader of the youth of paradise, Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. We are remembering him, and I feel that it is our duty to once again reflect on this verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And notice in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before I get to this verse, let's understand some verses in the Holy Quran that have a similar style regarding this verse. And let's reflect on some verses which also are linked to this verse. For example, we find in Surah Al-Shu'ara, there are many verses that have the same type of theme, where the prophets are saying to their people that I do not ask for any reward from you. Because we know all the prophets, their duty was to propagate the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they were propagating the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they went through trials and tribulations. We know Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he lived in the world for 950 years. The Quran testifies to this. And we know that during his 950 years, it was difficult for him. People made fun out of him. It was difficult for him to propagate the message of Allah. It was difficult for him to call people towards Allah. In fact, Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ, there were only a few people who actually believed in him. 950 years and you get a group of people? Well, welcome to life, my dear brothers and sisters. It was never about quantity, it has always been about quality. And this is what Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam taught us in the Battle of Karbala, that it's never about quantity, it will always be about quality. And this is why, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to reflect on this verse. But let us understand the importance and the esteemed significance of this verse. The verse of Mawadda, the verse in which Allah, the verse in which who? Allah is telling us, and Allah is instructing His Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Who is instructing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The verses of Surah Al-Shu'ara, which I want to explain to you. The first verse I want you to analyze. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah says that the tribe of Nuh alayhi salam, the tribe of Noah, what did they do? كَذَّبَتْ. They denied him. They belied him. They did not follow him. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When Nuh alayhi salam said, fear Allah, they neglected him. إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. He said, I am verily a messenger. I am honest. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said to them, I don't ask for any reward. The 950 years of service and khidmah I have given you, and I have called you to Allah, but I do not ask for anything. Why? إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا. The only one who can reward me is the Rabb of the Alameen, the one who provides sustenance and the one who is controls everything that happens in the entire universes. I ask, only He can truly reward me for what I have done. Further on, in the same surah, in the next ruku, we find another verse. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. كَذَّبَتْ عَادٌ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ هُودٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the people of Ad, they also denied the prophets. When did they deny the prophets? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ هُودٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When Hud alayhi salam said to them, don't you fear Allah? They denied him, they belied him. They did his takdeeb. إني لكم رسول أمين. He said, I am also a messenger. I am honest. فاتقوا الله. He said, fear Allah وأطيعون. And then he also said, وما أسألكم عليه من أجر. I don't ask for any reward. إلا على رب العالمين. Except only I ask from Allah, because He is the one who will give me. The Rabb of the Alameen, the Lord of the entire world and the entire universe, only He can truly reward me. So we have two verses with the same theme here. Number three, the next ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Thamud, the people of Thamud, the tribe of Thamud, they neglected. They did the takdeeb of the prophets, Mursaleen. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When Salih alayhi salam, when he was calling them to Allah, they neglected him. They did his takdeeb, they denied him. When he said, إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. All the prophets are saying, إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. And every tribe we see are denying them. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I don't ask for any reward from you. The service I've given you, I don't ask for any reward. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Number four, the next ruku. Allahu Akbar. Didn't Allah say to us in the Holy Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Didn't Allah say, don't they contemplate on the Quran? My dear brothers, we need to do tadabbur with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The days of the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam are days of tadabbur for us. We need to go back to the Quran. We need to renew our pledge with the thaqalain. I gave you three examples. Number four, the next ruku. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوطٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The tribe of Lut, what did they do? They also denied the prophets, Mursaleen, because Lut alayhi salam was amongst the prophets. So you see how denying the prophets becomes normal? You see, denying the prophets, what we need to understand is, my dear brothers and sisters, when you deny Az-Zahra salamullahi alayha, when you are denying, when you are neglecting Al-Husayn alayhi salam, Al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, when you are neglecting Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, you are neglecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We need to understand this. Because he gathered them in the cloak. Let's go back to the Quran. Yeah, he gathered them in the cloak. And he took them to Mubahala. But this verse has esteemed significance and high importance that we need to reflect on this verse. The fourth example, the people of Lut, they denied the messengers, one of the messengers. What did Lut alayhi salam say to them? He said the same thing. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوْمْ لُوتٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. He said, fear Allah. إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. Do these tribes not understand? They are neglecting every messenger of Allah that comes to them. He said the same thing. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He says, once again, I don't ask for any reward, any compensation. Why? Because only Allah can compensate me. Because only Allah is the one who can be there for you. You can never rely on the creation, my dear brothers and sisters. You have to rely on the one who is the creator. Why? Because the creator is in control, not the creation. The fifth example from the Quran, the next ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Five examples. You know, we like the number, we always like, love the number five. We love the number five. Five examples. Shu'aib alayhi salam, one of the prophets, his tribe, you know what they did? The same thing. They denied him, they neglected him. What did he say to them? He said the same thing. Allah says, remember the time that Shu'aib said to his people, Ala tattaqoon, don't you fear Allah? He said, Inni lakum rasulun amin, I am an honest prophet, messenger. Fattaqullah, fear Allah wa ati'un, wa ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. If you're not going to fear Allah, then I don't ask for any compensation for you. If you fear Him, if you don't fear Him, I don't ask for any reward from you. Why? In ajriya illa ala rabbil alameen. Now once we've understood these verses and these themes, five examples I've given you from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, examples which Allah Himself He gives in the Quran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about mawadda regarding the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wa salam,
Allahumma.
Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talk to us directly? Did he say, wa ma as'alukum alayhi ajran? No. Let's go back a little bit. Let's try to actually read this verse a couple of times to understand. Allah says, Qul, O beloved, O Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He says, you tell them. He says, Qul, you tell them. Who is instructing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah is instructing, you tell them. Qul, la as'alukum. We need to understand this Qul, my dear brothers and sisters. He says, Qul. When Allah talked about the other prophets, the other messengers, you see they are prophets, but we are talking about Imamul Anbiya here. The prophets, we love all of them, but Imamul Anbiya is the most honorable among the prophets. And this is why Allah says when it's his turn to ask for something, and in fact he doesn't even ask for anything, but Allah says to him, Qul, he says, O beloved, you convey to them, La as'alukum, that I do not ask for any reward. La as'alukum alayhi ajran. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. He says, I don't ask for anything from you. Allah says, O beloved, convey to them that I do not ask for anything from you except that you have love for my family. We need to understand the importance of this verse, my dear brothers and sisters. We need to always relate to this verse. We need to go back to the Quran. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said in the authentic hadith, which Imam Muslim narrates the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni tarikum fikum uthaqalin. He said, I'm leaving two heavyweights amongst you. We need to renew our pledges. This verse is indicating to us that it's time. And this is why I'll mention, my dear brothers and sisters. When I talk about renewing our pledges to the thaqalain, not just in the month of Muharram al-Haram. Why? Because what did Imam al-Busiri, the one who writes, Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abada, and one of my sheikh and my teacher, he corrects the next part. Instead of saying ala habibi ka, he says no, we say ala al habibi wa ahli al bayti kullihim. Because whenever you mention salawat, you include the al. Ala al habibi wa ahli al bayti kullihim. But do you know what he writes? He writes in qasida al hamziya. He recites kulla yawmin ashura wa kulla ardin karbala. Every day is ashura and every land is karbala, my dear brothers. And every day is a day for us to go back to the thaqalain. Every day is a day for us to renew our pledges to the thaqalain. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say? He said, "Inni tarikum fikum al-thaqalain. Ma in tamassaktum bihima lan tadhillu ba'di abada." If you hold on to them tightly, then you will never be misguided. And nowadays we see that there is misguidance everywhere, in front of us, behind us, everywhere we look. There are things which trouble us. There is oppression. There is tyranny. There is misguidance, there is dalala. Therefore, every single day of our lives, we need to renew our pledges with the thaqalain. We need to go back to the thaqalain. We need to go back to the Quran. Because the Prophet ﷺ, when he was mentioning this hadith in another narration, he said, I leave behind for you two things. Number one, the Quran. Why? He said, Fihi al-huda wa al-nur. There is nur in the Quran. And there is guidance in the Quran. And then he left us. And I always say this, my dear brothers and sisters, that the Quran is a theoretical book. The Quran is theory. We learn the ahkam from the Quran. But in order for us to really contemplate on the Quran, in order for us to relate to the Quran, we have to look into the lives of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam. Because they are walking Qurans. They teach us how to act upon the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. If someone says, you know, where is the mentioning of Imam al-Hussein in the Quran? Didn't you contemplate on this verse, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, that indeed we will test you? We will indeed test you on a regular basis. بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. What happened in Karbala? وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Didn't Allah say? And this is why Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam, he says on the day of judgment, إِذَا جَمَعَ اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the awwaleen and the akhirin, when he will gather the people from the beginning to the end, a caller will call out, فَنَادَى مُنَادٍ أَيْنَ الصَّابِرُونَ لِيَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ قَبْلَ الْحِسَابِ. He'll say, where are the people who acquired patience? Are we acquiring patience? Are we really following the message of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam? Are we really following the thaqalain? Do we have the knowledge of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As young individuals, I ask my young brothers and sisters here, do we have the knowledge? Are we able to really convey the message of Imam al-Hussein from the Quran? If not, then we need to study the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to sit with the people who have the knowledge of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone says to me, where is Imam al-Hussein in the Quran? I'll say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He's in the Quran. Imam Zain al-Abidin said, a caller will call out, Aina as-sabirun, where are the people who acquired patience? لِيَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ قَبْلَ الْحِسَابِ. So that they enter Jannah, so that they can enter Jannah without being questioned. Who wants to enter Jannah without being questioned? You know, they say, you know, we want to go to Jannah. Wallahi, we want to be serving the family of the Prophet. We want the honor of holding their blessed shoes. And we want the honor of being raised with their khuddam and their ghulam. This is why Jami, one of the poets, one of the greatest scholars of Islam, and one of the greatest poets, he writes, Basid ko shafakast bechara Jami. He says, oh Jami, what do you have? You're nothing. He's a great scholar, he's a great poet, he has so much izzah, so much respect, but what does he write? He writes, Basid ko shafakast bechara Jami, ghulami ghulamani Ali Muhammad. We are the ghulams of the ghulams of the Al of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, he mentions that where a caller will call out, where are the people who acquired patience so that they can enter Jannah without being questioned? You know what will happen? A group of people, and Ibn Kathir mentions this in his tafsir, but I'd advise you to read the Arabic one because I just read an English one which said on it that it was abridged, which means that when you shorten something, well, however, in this abridged version, I did not find the statement of Imam Zain al-Abidin. However, I urge you to read the Arabic tafsir to really gain this quote of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, who said that a group of people will stand up and the angels will say to them, who are you? And they will say, you know, we are the ones who acquired patience in the world. I.e. the ones that, what I'm trying to tell you, who are the people who acquire patience? The followers of Al-Hussein are the ones who really define the meaning of patience. Because you cannot understand the meaning, you cannot interpret the word and the meaning of the word patience until you realize and you read about Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. In fact, when I was reading this quote, my dear brothers and sisters of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, you know what I thought? I came to the conclusion that no one can define patience other than Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. Because no one has seen what he went through. No one has seen what he had to see. No one has seen what he had to see. We have our fathers and we can do everything towards them. What could he do? These people will stand up. The angels will say, where are you going? They'll say, we're going towards Jannah. Look at the status of these people. They're saying, they'll say, are you going to Jannah without being questioned? They'll say, of course we are going. We are going to Jannah without being questioned. They'll say, why? What did you do? They said, we did the sabr. We acquired patience when we were following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we acquired patience by refraining from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know what the angels will say to them? They will say, udkhulul jannah fa ni'ma ajrul amilin. They will say, enter Jannah. My dear brothers and sisters, like I mentioned earlier, it is our duty to renew our pledges with the thaqalain. And when we are talking about the Thaqalain, when we are promoting the teachings of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the young sister was beautifully mentioning, that we need to use whatever material we have to promote the message of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And more importantly, we need to unite as lovers and ushaq of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam, because until we do not unite, we are not able to really propagate, and we are not able to promote the teachings of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me finish with this, that in this verse, my dear brothers and sisters, we understand from this verse, the verse of Mawadda. When this verse was revealed, Ibn Kathir mentions this, that the companions, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And notice in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asking for this, when Allah was instructing him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no use of the word amr, there is no general command coming from the meaning of this verse. But you know what the companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They said, Ya Rasulullah, who are these unique and who are these specific individuals that amr Allah, that Allah has made it an amr, Allah has made it an obligation for us to love them. It is our obligation. And this is why I say the Qur'an, the authentic Sunnah, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they ought to be the number one and the top priority in our lives. And if the Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt and the Thaqalain, if it's not the top priority in our lives, then there's something wrong then. And my dear brothers and sisters, finally when we reflect on this particular verse, because when the companions, they received an answer from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, when he was asked, who are these people? He said, they are the sons of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. And this verse reflects and refers to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And this is why, from this verse, we also realize that the purpose of creating the entire universe and everything, the purpose of everything in this world and the hereafter, like the poet says, ke bedam yahi to panch hai maqsood-e kainat. Bedam yahi to panch hai maqsood e kainat khairun nisa husain o hasan mustafa ali. I thank all of you, mashallah, for listening to me. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unites us and in the banner and unites us inshallah in the suhbah of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Talib alayhi salam. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the ability to propagate and promote the teachings of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wa salam. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to acquire patience in our lives. Ameen rabbil alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.